Monday, December 18, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02 p.m.
To order, and we'll stand and say the pledge. We good, Tree?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance to the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes on December 4th, the approval payroll claims, accounts payables, and then the officials report. Bill and I went through them all. And everything looks like it is in order. Matter of fact, the payables were kind of low this time around, which is good to see. So, if you everybody noticed, there's like 300 and some change. So, yeah, it was a good payables time. So, anyways, any motions you...
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion by Tony.
I'll second it.
Second by Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Shereen? Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, old business. From an old man. Sheriff Kleinberg requesting the board approval of an agreement for the FiberCom to engage in a partnership venture to deploy a tower at 1601 Broadway Street for both public and commercial use. Sheriff?
Okay, this was approved by the LEC board for the other half of this last Tuesday. And I know we discussed it in a prior meeting, so I'm just asking for your approval to go forward with this. The actual contractual paperwork isn't drawn up yet, and I've emailed everybody what the agreement says. So but when that gets here, I'll just forward it to Kim, and then if you guys approve it, we'll be ready to rock and roll, get this accomplished.
So basically, only thing we need to approve is just for you to enter into an engagement to get the ball rolling for the contract, correct?
No, this is the approval of that agreement.
Okay, the approval. So... Kim, do you have an issue of us approving something prior of you not looking at anything? I mean, I'm just, it's a question.
Is it done? Do you know?
The agreement has been done. I forwarded that a month ago. Yeah, I forwarded that. Everybody's had that agreement.
What was the thing that they were still, someone at Curry Hef was working up still?
Okay, they're drawing up the official document with that agreement on it, with the signature sheet on it, for the LEC board and for the county board.
Okay.
But that agreement's already a... Matter of fact, I didn't even bring it. I said it's been around for a couple months now.
Yeah, I should remember, but I can't remember everything. And I'm sure...
Yeah. Oh, I forwarded it to last Thursday. Didn't you get it, Sheree?
I think it's in their packet.
Right here it is, right here.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Yeah, it's the same one that we did months ago. It's
the same one that we looked at the other night. It just basically...
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But
there's nowhere to sign.
There's nowhere to sign yet.
That is what he's drawing up.
Okay.
So it's this agreement with the signature sheet on it, drawn up by an attorney from FiberCom. So the wording is going to be the same.
Right. Okay.
So if you want me to explain it again, I will.
No, because we're on a time schedule here today. I'm doing like a record. I'm trying to do a record.
So it all started back in 65.
Yeah. 1865. Okay, what questions do we have? I mean, like I said, like Chris said, this has been around. I know he brought it to the LEC board. And then, of course, we approved everything. I mean, Greg was all over it. I mean, it's going to be a great deal for everyone, especially the people in the county. It's a good thing. Give us some options.
And that cost us anything.
Yeah, right. So... Is that you okay with that, Kim? As long as everything stays the same, and then once it shows up here, then we'll have to put it back on the agenda for myself to sign, and we can do that. Let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to make a motion, Tony?
Yes.
Okay. I got a motion by Tony, second by Marty, for Sheriff Kleinberg, the improvement for the agreement with FiberCom, and he will be coming back with the contract for the chair to sign. Will you call roll, please?
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, all right?
All right.
Okay, miscellaneous, Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. Everybody got a copy? Shree handed out.
On December 3rd through the 16th, 254 hours of total road maintenance, tree and debris removal, 58 hours, 8 hours of garbage pickup, gravel haul, 15 ton.
That's good to see, isn't it?
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a change. I can't recall the last time I've seen something like that.
You know, the last few winters we've had the rain where we were hauling. We were pushing snow 1 week and rain, mm-hmm. hauling rock.
Yeah, then sunny and
the next week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, it was never-ending cycle, so no pushing snow and no rock hauling.
Where are you using a limestone at?
There's a lot of truck traffic out on Oakdale, mm-hmm. and got a soft spot working where the semis were, mm-hmm. so we threw a little limestone in and see if we could firm it up to 15 ton out on West Sarpy, almost to Highway 20, Jim Kuik's,
uh-huh.
out in that area.
Okay.
Signs and barricades, 33 hours. Road concerns, grading, 152nd Street, and Blyberg.
Okay. Any questions for Fred?
Good report.
Mm-hmm. Is Code Blue's back at work?
Code's back at work. Signs are up in Dakota Flats. We've got some of them up. I asked Tim Baxter from NERMA to come look at it and see if there's any added sightings that we need.
Yeah. The guy on the curb, was he all right with it at the end, whatever that
yeah.
name is?
That kind of came to where yeah. both of us would talk normally and
worked out.
I think we got it down.
Good.
You know, in that whole ordeal, obviously I'm getting people calling and saying, you know, the people are still right up on the edge. And these people are telling me, I called them, and they're like, well, knock them down. They're only $1.88. Well, then the next person is saying, well, if we knock them down, and then all of a sudden they get in somebody's yard, and then all of a sudden, or they, you know, a tire, or, you know, everybody has a scenario. It's just like, are you kidding me right now? You know, finally I told this individual, I was like, you know what? I'm so over this ordeal, okay? I could care less what you guys do out there. If you want to put up signs, take signs out, do whatever you want to do. I'm done. You know, seriously, I'm to the point where, you know what, go to the green boxes, electrical boxes, the actual 66-foot right-of-way, and call it good, you know? I mean, seriously. Oh, yeah, I about flipped out a few different times over that ordeal. Yeah. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, it's science.
I think we're going in the right direction now.
I know, you've calmed me down over this ordeal a few different times. I know. Usually I'm trying to calm you down. We got a little reversal going.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Hey, I got plenty of time yet. I still got 5 minutes. Okay, B, we got the approval contracts for the service providers for the Crime Commission Juvenile Services Aid Grant. So everybody has it in front of them. It's basically Siouxland cares about the substance abuse and provide a coordinator for teen court juvenile diversion program, a letter of understanding with Owens Educational Service to provide monitoring tracking services agreement with Community Monitoring Services. So, what do we need to know? It's a formality, I'm assuming. She brought in a letter of understanding the tracking services, which she just brought that in this afternoon. Correct?
Yes, Mr. President.
Oh. Basically just says the 1st to the 31st amount will be based on the services rendering during the time, tracking services, low, medium, high, intensity. I mean, what, I don't understand what all that, they had a GPS price. It looks like just a formality. You know anything about this, Kim, at all?
They're just the agreements that go along with her diversion grant, I believe.
Okay.
That should be here.
So it's the grant is it's all formality what they do. Yeah.
Okay. She called me.
She needed all the numbers she had.
Yeah.
Yeah. She called me and asked if she had to be here. She had another appointment.
Was she here before talking to us about this?
Yeah, last meeting she stopped at night.
These are just the signature needed to follow through.
Okay, so yeah, here we go. We just need a motion to approve the contracts for the providers for the Crime Commission Juvenile.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Tony. We got a motion by Bill and a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Sheree?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Commissioner Committee reports. Quickly, simply, LEC, Tony and I had, and the big conversation was Don Faber was there. 17, I think it was 17, the 10 people that's insured, it was went up 16% in 17, and this year it's going to go up 29.9%, I think. So with medical, dental, and vision, it's like 120 grand a year. Their deductible is 500, and the board voted on to change it to 1500 to save $7,000 a year. And they don't pay a whole lot for premiums, I found out, after the meeting. Because, yeah, I just thought it was kind of a pretty big hike, especially after, you know, the criticism that we got here of going from 250 to 400. But anyways, they didn't seem to mind because of what their premiums are, what they pay.
Not familiar with, you know, things that are going on up there. Is there any hope of getting anything reduced in the future? Still talking about that?
We asked him that, and of course, you know,
I'm pretty good at stretching it out.
He just said, you know, there's so many variables, what can happen, and he didn't sound like it was very favorable that anything was going
to
happen.
The way he described it to us, you know, is that's the way that I got the message. So even more. He's not an optimist by any means.
And who is this guy? Is he the
Don Faber? He used to work for our insurance company that we have, the Three Rivers, for a long time. And I think he must have retired or went on his own or something. I'm thinking, but anyways, yeah, he's a pretty knowledgeable guy, and he just basically didn't have nothing good to say about insurance in general.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, that was Tony and I's meeting, and there was something else. I wish there was something else, but I can't remember what it was.
No, I don't have anything.
Nothing. Okay, let's go to mail emergency business. Any? None yet? And public comment. Sheriff? Any public comment?
You don't need anything.
Okay, we are 3:14 and we are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be January 2nd, 2018. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. Be safe. And when you guys come the 2nd, I want you guys to be thinking about who's going to be the chair next time around.
So it's going to be reorganization on the 2nd?
Reorganization on the 2nd. So that'll be...
Thank you for the 13-minute meeting.
Yeah, that'll be... I told you it'd be a record.